Oh gosh.
Hey buddy.
Does your dad still smoke?
No, he doesn't, right?
I think
she's a cat, look at this.
Six really years weird. Now or something like that?
So, like, does the whole,
are you
like
serious?
Back
been that long?
Thing?
Yeah. Dude, think so.
That dog's cool, dude. It reminds me of that that Yorkie. Or no, is it Yorkie? The one that just does that side dance. It reminds me of that when he runs. She runs.
She's straight up a cat.
Oh, God.
The ones that made those gifts on me.
You guys remember that pug that didn't know how to run?
No.
Yeah, you do. Hi, my name is...
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Bless you.
I forgot it was a whole song.
Right? It was like a whole...
Does anybody want anything?
Don't give me the...
It's going to be very loud.
That was,
I need my
bag.
Right
yeah,
in
that
pillows already.
No,
five
to afford
for six
you.
People.
Oh, my God. I need the pillow. But you're bribing me with my pillow.
So, what the fuck is up, guys?
Marcus. What are we doing?
What are we doing?
What's the plan?
He's double jeweling it up. Stay strapped.
You're a few pounds away from the table beer belly.
He's trying to straighten out his back so his belly doesn't pop out of the way.
Why do you take it easy, sport?
Oh, gosh.
After I beat this mission up.
My stomach is jacked.
Dude, you said that last time.
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Ah!
Marcus is resting two jewels on his belly button.
Left the record show. So that's also the other thing that we did. Like, left the record show. Like, anytime. You know, like,
they can't see what's going on? For the record, Mark's sitting there with two jewels on his nipples.
He's blowing smoke out of his mouth right now. It happens to be in the shape of a dick.
Actually, Marcus has two nipple rings. He has jewels that just magnetically connect. They just hang there. He wore them around yesterday at Pride.
Someone tried to hit the jewel, but they missed and hit his chest. Ooh. Started sucking on his
They got straight nips from it.
Fuck. Alright.
What, are you playing a game again on your phone? Not hanging out with your friends?
Hey, Marcus, got any games on your phone? My mom said I could play it.
My mom told me to ask you if I could play games on your phone.
My mom said I could play it.
Oh, man.
That's what she said.
Mom says you have to let me play it.
Ma!
He's not sharing.
Mom! Meatloaf!
It's the... when your little brother wants to play Xbox, do you give him the shitty-ass controller? You know the Mad Cats? Do you guys ever have any of this?
Mad Cats.
I don't know what the wired one?
I had Game Shark.
Game Shark, that's good?
No. I'm not a cheater, I had the internet.
Game Shark? I mean, they
had Game
Shark. Game Cat.
I had a Game Cat. Man, I guess I can't afford that shit.
Round four.
Wasn't Game Shark Nintendo?
I don't know.
It was like an extension. Like you put that in, and then you put the game in over the game.
To get out.
Dude, or you put the game into the Game Shark, and then the Game Shark into the Nintendo. It's like cheat code.
Might as well come back out.
I want to say that's what it was. Johnny got
sick here.
Alright, so my guess would be Game Shark was like a. It was probably like a that thing that made a bunch of things for different consoles.
No, I know. I'm talking about the one I saw was for Nintendo.
All right.
64, I think.
Matt, can you bring Dave up?
What?
Can you bring Dave up?
No.
Dave's not here. You don't know that record. All right.
What do you call a nose doctor?
What?
You know how optometrists like eyes and stuff?
Right. I know rhinoplasty is like plastic surgery for noses.
Alright.
So, rhinoceros.
Dave's a rhinoceros then.
Oh, man. Hopefully I got a message.
It's from me.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Open.
Woo! Careful!
I missed this over Matt's bunk.
Wow, dude, this thing charges fast. I was at 1%, now I'm at 36.
I can talk in like three different languages.
You want me to get Dave? I don't know where Dave is.
man. Alright, so what's the next festival? Alright, you guys are going. Wait, when is BaseCon? Or the
thing? Project Z is July 6th.
July 6th? Oh, dude, I can't.
It's a month from
God.
Now. Literally a month from now. A Saturday night.
I can't.
Why can't you?
Because you don't want to. Did you even see the lineup?
Because I'm retired.
Oh my
God.
Why did you
I saw the lineup.
Look at the lineup again.
Deion Timmer's not even on it, bro.
Look at the lineup again.
Deion Timmer? Dude, he went down pretty hard. At
Deion.
Oh my gosh.
I wish I would have saw him, dude.
I'm telling you, he was pretty good. And then he was my favorite. And then day two. Fucking 12th Planet blew my mind. He blew my mind, dude. He destroyed
it. 12th Planet and Kill the Noise at EDC last year was insane.
Did you see that? You see Kill the Snails?
I saw that they're on a few lineups, but I haven't been to anything with
it. Dude, they're having like a whole
tour?
No, I think it's a tour, but they're having a big show at Red Rocks in August.
Damn.
It's like, I'll show you the lineup. It's pretty sick.
Dude, I need to do something at Red Rocks.
Dude, I want to go. I've never been. It looks sick as hell.
Yeah, Red Rocks, the Gorge.
Dude, we have to go to Base
Canyon.
Canyon. Maybe not this year, but next year.
And what other has like crazy venues? I mean, Forest, but that's like a bigger festival.
Is that screenshot? I think it's screenshot, is it?
And then I really want to see like one of those like techno DJs play something in Europe, like.
Check that out, dude.
Dude, Rusko, Midnight's Lovin'. Dude, I haven't seen Crimer on anything ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
He's never around here.
Dude, that's sick.
It's a pretty good lineup just for a night.
October 4th?
Oh, it's October. There you go. Even better. But that Base Canyon, I'm going to Base Canyon next year for sure. I might get Base Canyon
over Lost Lines.
Lost Lines, yeah, next year. Unless Lost Lines just blows my mind and it's amazing, then I'll just keep going there. The plan is EDC, Base Canyon, and Lost Lines next year. Like
in summer? Or
yeah.
Sunset?
Oh, yeah, in Sunset. I forgot about that.
How was the crowd?
It wasn't bad, dude.
That's good.
Really good. It really was. It's not like freaking Escape where everything's horrible.
People are stealing everything.
Yeah.
You have any gum? No, someone's pickpocketed for me.
I had a whole pack. I don't know where it went.
Gum?
Yes.
I bought some last night.
Oh.
I bought some last night. I don't remember what happened to it. As well as...
Matt lost his jacket.
He asked me to hold on to it.
So you lost his
jacket. It's in my closet. I'm just kidding. No. Oh, man.
But yeah, dude. That semester really was a good event. The only thing is a lot of people from out of town go to Tampa for that event. So, like, the beaches are really bad. That's the only thing that kind of bugged me. But other than that, everything was cool. It was cool. Like, 15-minute Uber.
Damn.
It took, like, 20 minutes for the Uber to get to us once the event was over. But it was still, like, a 15-minute Uber back home.
That's not too bad. Usually it's a clusterfuck to get back home after anything.
Yeah, it wasn't bad at all, though.
Alright, so Q-Dance just came out with some new pills. It's Skype.
You know what Q-Dance is?
Yeah.
It's like what BaseCon used to be.
Yeah. That's what, yeah, that's just the name of the brand now.
Mm-hmm.
But they came out with some Skypes. They're purple and pink. 250 to 300 milligrams.
But that's only in the UK, like,
yeah, you, I mean, you can get them on the dark web. Stuff like that.
Yeah, so
you
can't get
game.
Them.
I am at the game.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
I am at the game.
It's just still interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ever going to get back in the game? Just out of curiosity.
For the record, no, I'm not.
Makes sense.
Off the record, though?
I mean, he's going to get back in the game just for his birthday.
Alrighty, so.
Oh, you better be happy too, because of those trumps. The one I kept was the one that you can see the best. Like, all the other ones.
They were like crumbling?
Like, yeah, not crumbling, but like they were like weared away a little bit.
Okay.
This one, like, you can still see the face pretty well. I don't know where Jocelyn put it, so it might be fucked up by the time you get it.
Alright, also, his little took one.
At EDC this year?
At Orange?
Yeah, and it was
Yeah. That's what it was? Was it a charm?
Yeah.
Oh. Was it like a soft orange or a bright orange?
I don't know. I didn't see it. I asked him about them. Because he's always asking to try to get new stuff.
Mm.
And he said, yeah. He's like, I got them from like a guy in the fraternity and they were not...
Not good.
Yeah, not good at all. So if you don't feel like... If you don't feel anything, it's because you're on meth.
Methed out.
Yeah.
I definitely had a good roll. So it was definitely empty money. Or at least some of it.
No, no, yeah.
But I got it from some dude in Chicago. Or from Chicago.
Yeah.
It was a good night.
How long do you think till MDMA's on, like, ballots to be approved for clinical trials and shit?
Shit.
Is mushrooms already getting voted on?
That's in Colorado.
Yeah. Dude, in Oakland, too.
For real?
Yeah.
California?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, it's decriminalized.
No way. That's sick. So we're taking a trip there.
Yeah, I'm going this weekend coming up.
Are you really?
Yeah, Porter's playing.
Well, I don't know if I can, but... When are you leaving?
Saturday night after work.
How late Saturday?
Like, probably like 4 or 5.
I get off at 5.
It works in it?
So, usually we don't. Sometimes it works like Sunday night, so we don't work all day Sunday, but, so I don't know yet. I don't know. I know I'm gonna get like, I think they're gonna ask for like a fucking week off around 4th of July, so I have a bunch of time off for that, and then that's when I'm gonna jump in on Project Z.
Okay.
That's the plan for that. Because it's 4th is on like a Thursday, right?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, because Project Z is on a Saturday and that's mm-hmm. the 6th. I wish they were doing Base Rush again.
I'm back.
Dude, that was such a good lineup last year.
Base Rush Massive was amazing. I met Midnight Diva. It was cool. Like literally right after a set, and then Virtual Riot was going, and I was like, oh my god, this rail is killing me. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna go take a break. And, like, as soon as I get out of the crowd, I just see him, his happy ass, walking over to the fucking food truck. Him and his girl. And I was like, yo.
He has a girlfriend? Is she hot?
No, she's like a big chick. She's not ugly.
She's happy.
I saw her, like, when I went and saw Midnight Tea at, Academy. Not Academy,
Exchange.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I saw her sitting on the stairs, and I was just like, hey. Because I was at the rail, so I was chilling. It was funny.
Oh, yeah. What's up, dog?
Oh, man.
For the record, there's a dog here.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple dogs here.
There's six dogs.
Six.
There it is. For the record, it took him 45 minutes to get that joke.
We'll just cut out all this dead air.
Dead air. Is that what I am to you?
Did anybody see that right now?
What? Fly?
You it's fly? Snowing.
It's snowman. Don't lick my feet, okay? But
don't lick the what?
The sunburn's finally turning into a tan a little bit.
Oh, well, it's cold inside. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's nice. Okay, so it's awesome. Keep going in there, take shit.
Spent most of the day in there.
The AC is kicking.
So is this for a fire pit, or do you just put food in there? Both. Keep all the flies away.
It's fire. That's why there's this guy.
Why are these all removable, then? Do you know?
Installation.
Honestly?
Installation?
Installation or insulation?
Installation.
Wait.
It's a. Oh, man.
Maybe they're reversible.
I don't think so.
No, that would be ugly.
Maybe. Yeah.
So you can put new tile.
Yeah, so...
Customize.
No, guys. No. You guys got it all wrong. You do here, and you pass it along. That's how you do it.
Well, I would need to pass it.
Okay, you have to paint a word picture, Marcus.
Huh?
You have to paint a word picture.
It ends up being a table. Okay, so what you do... All right, so... These, This... What is this? Like a fire pit?
Can you pass my coat?
Why is it over there?
For the record, it's Coca-Cola. Trademark.
Trademark. I do not own
the
rights.
For the record, Marcus was talking about Coke too, so.
Coca-Cola. Oh, fuck.
Damn.
Would you get stung?
No, I just hit my hand really hard on here.
No, it's not hot though. How'd you burn yourself?
There isn't even any fire.
We should start
when a fire is nice to burn, right?
Yo, did you see that video of some girl letting go of a big old bundle of balloons and it went straight to the power line?
Oh, yeah.
And it went straight up to the power line and it just boom.
They're like the tinfoil
cellophane.
The foil balloons,
yeah.
The graduation balloons, she had a bunch of them. They're all filled with helium, it's super flammable.
Yeah.
Right into it. It literally explodes so bright like you couldn't see.
Yeah, the camera glitched out.
Yeah.
Damn.
Cool.
Yeah,
it was cool.
You remember on what's that movie? Or that show, Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
Remember when,
did you watch Breaking Bad?
I never really got into it.
So, this guy, remember, what's his name?
Kingpin.
The ugly guy.
Kyle?
No, the ugly guy. The ugly old guy.
Oh, the one with the bell?
No, not the bell.
The one that gets blown up.
Mike Ehrmantraut.
I
don't
know who that
Mike Ehrmantraut. The old guy, he's like, white, bald.
The main character?
No. Gosh. Well, anyways, he's gotta get into this place. And what he does? You are a different animal
and the same beast. Are you insane? What the
f that I just wanted to stop your story.
Anyways, what he does is he goes to, the power line right next to it, gets a bunch of those balloons, lets them go, power goes out, and then he, sneaks in.
Oh, that's it. Okay, so it all comes back.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Okay, check it out. Balloon.
I saw a glimpse of it.
It was being had.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Here it is, right here. Show Adrian too.
Oh!
Did they do it on purpose?
No,
yeah,
you guys.
I don't think so.
Down to go get some fucking balloons out.
Do y'all want
to
try it?
I got some power line.
Wait, the power line? The whole power went out?
Oh, no,
probably.
I don't think so.
All the lights went off at the store. In the parking lot.
So there's a thing called a recloser? Yeah. I mean, maybe. Yeah, see? Hold on.
I wonder if they did that on purpose instead of their video recording.
Okay, watch. Watch the video, you'll see what power goes out, and then you'll see it flashback.
I think they meant to.
You'll see it flashback on.
Release the balloons, to take a picture or something.
And the power's out, and then watch. The lights flash back on.
Yeah.
That's called a recloser. So it's like this thing down the line somewhere. And what it does is, basically if something hits the lines and does that, it'll trip it, it'll turn off, and it'll turn back on and see if there's still something on the line tripping it, and it'll turn back off. And then it'll turn back on. If there's still something there, then it'll turn off for you. So, if you were, getting fried by a power line, it would turn off.
Three times.
It would turn off, but then it'll turn back on. So,
you gotta let go of it in between.
Yeah, you're fucked. Well, no, if you go from one line to another, you're gonna be, welded to it, burnt to it. So, you're pretty much fucked.
You get hazard pay, right?
Yeah. There was this video that showed us in line school. It was back in the, 50s or some shit. These dudes were moving some scaffolding. Dude, it was a 10-minute video, and you just literally just watch these dudes get cooked. I swear, dude, it's fucked up. They're moving the scaffolding, and then as soon as they hit the power line, you just see them all go limp, holding, and they're fucking still holding on, and you see smoke coming from all their bodies, and this one dude, somehow fries off of it and then falls.
You think that's on YouTube?
Yeah, I think that's where I saw it. And then you see him fall off, and then. A couple minutes go by, and he get that guy that fell off gets up, and then goes to run away, and then touches the fucking scaffolding again, and then you just see him drop again. It's fucked up, dude.
Did he die?
Yeah, they all died for sure. If you touch a power line that long, back then there was probably lower voltage than what it is now. Now it'll kill you
immediately,
pretty much instantly. Yeah, but back then it was cooking them.
So, like, once you're cooked too much inside, you might be able to walk away, but you're not going to live.
Yeah, you're going to die.
Shit's man, wild,
that
dude.
Sucks.
And then there was one of the dudes actually, like, got up and ran away out of the video. So, one lived for, like, probably another couple hours and then
died
in
the hospital or something.
Yeah. Shit's wild, bro. I'll find it if you guys want to watch it.
Dude, if that ever happens to me and I got, like, hours to live, you guys know what to bring.
Give you a little
Dave.
Molly.
Nothing.
We'll bring you your phone and your game. How about that?
I'll make sure you have your BlackBerry.
We'll bring it to you here, dude. We know you want to play your game.
On
1% battery.
On Marcus's deathbed, he goes, "Guys, I fucked up. I should have just got an iPhone." The entire time I thought it was tougher than you guys.
We'll make sure we bring you your 2 jewels.
Should have been hitting 4 jewels this whole time.
Yeah, found it.
Let's see.
Wait, but if I got electrocuted?
No, it would care.
Wouldn't the phone be charged?
It doesn't have sound, so.
Is it in Japan or some shit?
I don't know, honestly.
I don't think this is in the 50s, bro.
Oh, that's old, though.
It was definitely
a while
ago.
It's 2017.
Watch. There's a gang of these guys.
Watch, you just see them all drop right about now.
What's up? Oh, and they're still holding. Damn.
Yeah, they're getting cooked onto that shit, dude.
Oh, it started smoking.
Oh my Jesus. Now watch. One of them gets up.
Dude, they're getting fried.
Well, it looks like this guy is not holding on to it anymore, and that guy is not holding on to it anymore. But this guy over here is actually getting cooked.
Oh.
Wait, is that the third? Is that another guy that came into the frame?
I think that's the one that got up.
And tried to get out.
Yeah, watch.
No.
He goes to get up. He's like, oh shit, and then touches it, dead. Shit's wild, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel better about your job? Or they showed you that in school, so they were just like, this is what happens if you're stupid.
They wanted to show you the fucking...
Right.
The hazard.
Yeah, that it's real, that you need to be careful.
My Red Wings, they're grounded. Like, they have like a sling on it. It's like a little simple.
Like, so the floor?
Electrical hazard. Protection or whatever.
Yeah, so invincible.
Or
that's not gonna save
you. Nah, dude. You know what's the best thing? We were with some like electricians, and they were like, "It's okay if you're not afraid of the current; it's not gonna shock you." I've never been shocked while I've been working, while touching live lines.
That guy just doesn't have feeling in his hands.
Yeah.
I mean, so technically, you can hang from one wire. So, like, the thing that electricity is always trying to do is trying to get to ground. So. If you hung from one wire, you're basically the same voltage as that wire, but you're not touching ground, so like electricity is kind of like going around you, not through you. So as soon as you fucking, like someone throws a fucking rope up to you and touches your leg, and then the wire, then it's going to go through you into ground, and then you're going to fucking die.
But isn't like rope like not conductive?
Some isn't. When you're working with high voltage, pretty much anything's conductive.
Except for rubber.
Yeah, except rubber. But yeah,
if you
fell and hit both power lines, you're gonna like blow up.
Is it just?
You guys want to play?
So the way it works,
through
the way
you
it works,
play
is
a game. We'll see who can hold on the longest.
Pull up contest.
You guys, so like you hang from one line, he hangs from the other line. you guys touch each other.
You just Cirque du Soleil it.
No. Yeah.
Dude, I remember when your dad. Like chimmed down that tree so much, like it was bare, it's growing back again. That was like 2 years ago.
That was more than 2 years ago.
Hi.
They don't know that.
Hey guys. You got bored laying down over there?
What are you doing this weekend? You're going to Florida this weekend, huh?
Yeah.
All weekend you're gonna be up there?
Or is it
Tuesday?
Saturday
or
after work. I'm going. It's Saturday, Sunday, but I'm only going Sunday.
Oh, okay. Ow. Just to see a Porter Live or Porter Worlds.
The real Porter Family Go Blazers.
What?
And a real Porter fan would have won both days.
You don't even go to anything. Shut up.
Yeah, you're not even a fan of anything.
Yeah.
You're just a fan of blackberries.
Your red smells like...
your mom's vagina.
We got him, snowman. We got him.
Come here, Kira. What did your face smell?
Your mom's asshole. What is your dogs went to the pound.
All right, so you're going to Porter.
Yeah.
What are we doing? I might work on Saturday.
Okay.
All right. Are you working on Saturday and Sunday? Or?
I don't know yet.
Let's just barbecue. Keep it simple. I gotta save some money from fucking yesterday.
I know.
So, yesterday hurt.
If I don't work Sunday, then I can do something Saturday night. All right.
We'll just go to the Glove.
Have you seen that, man?
That little spot?
The other one your girlfriend got mad at?
She didn't get mad at that. She only got mad because we were all supposed to go out.
Like we were supposed to go to a club or something.
Yeah,
something
like that. She got all dressed up for it. Then we ended up at some little hole in the wall bar and she got ready for no reason.
Hey.
Yeah. So like I understand why she
Yeah, I get it too.
That. Yeah.
She felt like her time was wasted.
Yeah.
100%.
But also the rest of us felt that way too.
Yeah.
The rest of us wanted to go out too.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, we can go to 1UP, we can go to Break Room, we can go to these crazy barcades.
What it was is Carolina, she said, oh, she had a fake ID for the night or she had a bar or a club that didn't ID, so that was the plan.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden her friends flaked, so she was like, oh, I don't know if we can go then. And then, yeah. It is all good.
We should have been like, all right, guys, we're all going to the Glow and then drive to Exchange.
Yeah. We should have. She's supposed to come out for Project Z.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
When is Project Z?
So you're
July
on Project
6th.
Z.
I'm not going to that. It's too soon.
And then she's supposed to move out here in September.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm supposed to get my own place with my parents. Well, not my own place, but a place with my parents.
Oh, okay.
And in August, and then she's supposed to move out here in September.
Are they going to move out here, or are you moving back over there?
I think I'm going to move back over there.
You don't want to get your own place out here?
I have to help my parents. Mm. So I pretty much have to get a place with them. But, I mean, I might get a place out here, honestly. I'm going to start just looking at 4-bedroom houses, because that's what I have to get.
Why four?
So, me and Jocelyn, my mom, my dad, and then
they each
dad.
Get their own room?
Oh, her dad's coming out too?
Yeah, her dad's coming out too. So, I'm gonna have a fucking...
Dude, when did she come back
home? You're going to be smashing with all the parents in the house.
Yeah.
That's weird.
No, make sure I get a loud headboard.
You get the master and the daughter.
Yeah,
that'd be good. Yo, dude, what if you come home...
And you're fucking her mom.
No, and... Both dads are with your mom, bro.
What?
Your dad are running train on your mom.
Oh shit, I broke it.
Oh, yeah, that's removable too.
I'd freak out. I'd be like,
Mom, that's not why I got this house.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a hard one.
Yeah,
I think I would just walk out.
That's what your mom said
too. I would walk out, go for a drive, come back. If they were still there, I'd be mad.
Never come back.
If I came back and they were all just chilling.
Your mom and dad wouldn't stay in the same room?
Hey.
Dude, so I don't know. They're talking about maybe getting back together and then they don't. I don't know, man. It's
your
weird.
Mom and dad?
Yeah.
They're kind of like
I asked them that the other day on, like, Friday night. I was like, are you guys going to be in the same room or are you guys going to be in different rooms?
Because if you guys are, we could save some money to get a 3-bedroom.
No,
you get 4 and then just have Griffin stay in the other room.
Yeah, I was gonna get a 4 and have probably like Jesse move in or something. My nephew.
Oh, so you're gonna have him, but I mean.
You wanna move in?
No.
Then shut the
not
fuck up.
Not if you're
up.
Moving all the way out there, bro.
Then shut the fuck up.
Why don't you move out here?
I'm looking at my options.
Which options?
Because my job right now is out here. So I might honestly get the place and then still stay with you guys. Until Jocelyn moves out here, then I'm gonna move back up there. We'll see what happens.
Like, stay here.
It's
going to
be brutal whenever you're working.
Yeah, it is rough.
Eddie Jr., so not the son, not the grandpa.
Yeah.
Eddie Jr., he drives from over there, like Riverside. Where does he live? San Bernardino. To Sun Valley every morning and every day.
Yeah, he drives from...
What does he drive?
No, but he...
A truck?
He has a Dodge Ram.
Is his gas paid for by work? Because if not, then he's not making enough money there, I guarantee you.
No, he makes good money. He does, like, railroad.
He's an engineer.
Loading. No, he's not an engineer.
Shh.
He's an engineer. No, he loads railroad cars with gravel and shit. Stuff like that. So he makes really good money, but...
Damn. But still, to drive 90 miles every day?
Yeah.
90 miles one 90 way?
90 miles one way, yeah.
180 miles a day?
I don't think it's 90. I think it's like 60. Probably 70.
He also has a motorcycle that he rides every once in a while.
Yeah.
So he wants to spend his life commuting and then die early.
I don't know, man.
I'm scared of the dirt.
The way the union works, though, I could try and just find a new job closer to home. But it's like, it's all about like the call you get.
Yeah.
So I could quit, go back to the hall, and get a job that's 2 hours away, or I can get a job that's 20 minutes away. Like, it just depends. Hell yeah, get the bugs off me. Now they're going for the lights.
It's like 60 miles.
Better than
it. Thanks, mate. So that's not a commute. Fucking bugs are on me.
Yeah, me too.
Should light a fire.
Hey, can I pull the battery out of this thing?
No, you can't.
If you throw it hard enough.
I don't know how to turn it off. There we go.
Matt, no.
Take it apart, please. Take the SIM card out and snap it.
Didn't you get a new job, Matt?
No, I'm still working with my parents for now.
Dude, that is genius. That is absolute genius.
I think it's holding down your power button, though.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Or all of your buttons. Hard reset.
Dude, imagine.
Matt, so what was the plan when you were going to quit Carrie? Or
Cornerstone?
Yeah, Corner.
I don't know, go get a job at like Starbucks or something. But the reason I did is because it paid me all right money. Could work less hours and make the same that I'd be making at like a Starbucks working full time. And still be able to pay all my bills. So, for now, that's it. And then I'm gonna try and go back to school. Maybe. Probably.
Do you put my phone on airplane mode too?
No, I didn't touch your phone. Okay, see that?
You gotta keep that change going.
Yeah.
Get away from me, but chill.
Oh, dude.
I thought you were ready for it. You had your hand up and everything.
I was looking at this.
Oh, good catch. He's like, wait, can I help?
Can I help? He's like, hi, how are you?
Can you help me? Oh, God. All right. Josh, are you coming with us camping?
Yeah. When?
You wanna go camping?
August 10th, I think. Or the weekend of the 10th.
I don't know about August, just because I might be getting a place that month. Or I will be getting a place that month. So I'm not sure.
Yeah.
How far are you guys going? How long?
A couple hours away. 2 days or something like that. Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. Right? Something like that.
I could definitely try. Oh, wait. What days?
I don't know.
Okay, so...
When's Project Z?
Oh, fuck.
What was that?
Log in.
August 24th and 25th, I have off.
We'll be gone.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah, because August is when Kyle quits his job, so he'll be able to come out, and then he's got a new schedule, and then I leave the 23rd August.
When does Kyle leave? Same day?
Yeah,
23rd. Oh, that's when you guys go into Europe?
Yeah.
I wasn't invited once, bro.
Hmm?
I said I wasn't invited once.
Yeah, you were.
Every time.
I was there when they invited
passport,
you.
Passport, alright?
I was there when they invited you at Island.
Damn. Damn, bitch. Called you out.
You don't even remember your own fucking friends?
Dumbass hoe.
Stupid ass bitch.
What'd you do today?
This?
Your mom?
For the record, he gave him a high five for that.
Respect.
Respect. Should we go ask her what she did today?
Yeah, I think we should. She goes, your friend.
Your friend, I don't really know his name. It wasn't that great.
But his thing is huge. Just don't think he has enough blood in his body to fill it up.
It wasn't a very long session.
Damn, imagine that. Just having like the most impressive schlong, but she only lasts 30 seconds.
That's shitty superpowers right there. So, there's our shitty superpowers. It's like just like.
It's a subreddit where they just make up the stupidest superpowers.
You can lift anything over 2,000 pounds. You can't lift anything under 2,000 pounds.
Fuck that.
You can't pick up a pen.
You can lift up a car, but you can't lift up a chair.
I would just make everything super heavy.
Can you help me with this?
I added mass to it. But adding what? Mass. Like you now have a 51% chance of winning Hedgy Test.
I like that one.
No, you now have what?
51% chance of winning Heads or Tails.
Damn. You get an hour of invisibility, but only after watching a 0% Rotten Tomatoes movie from start to finish.
That would suck. No, I don't think that's worth it.
Teleportation, but in reality, you just lose unconsciousness. Yeah, you just lose consciousness and walk to the destination.
Tokyo. You die on the way there.
Beach. Walking distance. You are never wrong when you push or pull on a door.
I like that one.
It's a pretty good one. That'd be such a good like bar gag. Guys, check this out. You see this sign here? Boom.
You rip the door off the hinges.
What'd you do? You just push the door. I can do that.
What? Oh, you can take the tiles out so the heat goes underneath. It gets your legs warm.
That's a stupid superpower.
Alright, so.
Dude, these bugs are tearing me up.
Yeah.
You Jesus. Can make your head explode at any moment.
Wait, which head? Which head?
I guess you got two chances.
I don't think I want either of them to blow up, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't think I could pick.
Hey man, we got a lot of work today.
You have the Midas touch, as in everything you touch turns into King Midas himself.
Yo, I gotta go put pants on.
Yeah, it's because Marcus wanted the stupid lights on.
Where's the recycling in the blue guy right there?
When you crack your knuckles, they start glowing like glow sticks for an hour.
Dude, at a rave, that would be killer. Guys, check this out.
What if you crack your neck?
Yo, 9 out of 10 times when you shake someone's hand, they instantly orgasm. The one time they don't, you shit yourself. You have the ability to shit in someone else's pants.
That's extremely useful, dude. I would use that every day.
Oh my God. On your boss?
Yeah, exactly. I'd be getting out of work early every day.
Oh, man, this one's pretty dope. Everything around you is base boosted whenever you hit a dab.
Isn't that already how it is?
No, but like in reality, you know?
Oh, you're saying in reality?
Yeah.
But when you hit a dab, you're still in reality.
You know like how in the videos and stuff, like someone dabbing and then like the bass goes loud? Music?
Is that distorted the fucking the trap?
Yeah.
Bass?
Dude,
you just killed that bug and it's still in your belly button.
What's that?
I'm sick of these guys.
Yeah, that's it.
Alright, so we're going inside?